This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about, well, we talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and the great outdoors, and we're here to talk to you about all that stuff. So we would welcome your phone calls here. Maybe something happened to you this week that involves, you know, one of those practices. Maybe you went groundhog hunting, or maybe you went rock fishing, or maybe you went crabbing, or, you know, maybe you had some wildlife experience that you'd like to talk about, and that's what we'd like to talk about with you. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number, also our call letters and our location on your radio dial. Do we have dials anymore?
Not many.
Not many, no. It's your digital, you know, it's 680. WCBM 680, 922-6680. That's how that translates. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. For those of you who are challenged by the alphabet, as it translates into numbers on your telephone or your mobile device. I don't even have buttons on my phone anymore. I don't know anybody that does. But, I mean, I do know people that do. The ones, you know, the old technology, you know, two-year-old technology of the flip phone. You know, and you old timers probably still have buttons you have to press on your phone.
If you had it your way, you'd still have them too.
If I had it my way, I'd still be connected to the wall and have to dial the thing.
I know.
But, you know, that's me. 410-922-6680. I think we've made enough of that. If you're in Maryland, though, and you're outside the Baltimore dialing area, you can use the 800 number. If you still use a landline, it is 800-WCBM-680, and that's a free call. Email address here, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Chris Klaproth is back from his two-week adventure in Germany. And guess who else is here? Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm awake.
I see that. Yeah, you survived the ride?
Survived the ride. It was a plus to be awake. My eyes are open, and I'm not snoring on the air.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Glad to hear. So far.
I know. You'll be snoring in the truck later, but that's okay. Actually, you do pretty good in the road. I've only known one or two occasions when you've fallen asleep in the truck.
That's saying something, because I haven't fallen asleep in a car in years.
Well,
that means
you trust me as a driver.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Sure.
The rest of the time I have to drive from the passenger seat.
Uh-huh. Got it. All right. Well, we got Tim in somewhere. By the way, the streaming is back up. Those of you who can certainly email me when it's out, you can certainly email me and let me know you're hearing it in Florida and North Carolina and New Zealand and wherever else you happen to be listening this morning. And we apologize for those weeks when the streaming was down. I had nothing to do with it.
I wasn't happy.
Robin wasn't happy, so, you know. Anyway, let's talk to Tim down in Chincoteague, Virginia. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Going after some lemon sharks, are you?
Not so much the lemon sharks. Right now we've been hitting up on the black tips and the duskies, fine tooth here and there, and sharp nose, Atlantic sharp nose.
Right, right. Now, yeah. The Atlantic sharp nose, they don't get that big, right?
No. The neat thing about the Atlantic sharp nose, they're one of the few that they kind of encourage for you to keep and eat.
So, yep, I've had them. Yep.
Yep. You're allowed four per person on those, which is pretty unusual. You know, the number of the sharks now are federally protected all the time.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of limitations on the sharks. But sharp nose, catch a couple of those and get a lot of nice steaks for the grill.
Yep, exactly right. Well, that's cool. So how's the bite been?
Bite's been pretty good here the last couple of weeks. You know, the dog days have settled in. It's hot, and the water's getting warm. Water temperature's right around 80 degrees right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Chincoteague and Virginia, the lemon shark used to be the one because it was, you know, the big brawny shark, but not so much anymore, huh?
You know what? All summer, I've probably seen about 200 sharks by now, and I've yet to see the first lemon shark. Originally I was from the Florida Keys. We had a lot of them down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to be that many of them here.
That's interesting.
I've been seeing a number of hammerheads, which is a good sign. You know, they're
sure.
Fairly small here, but there's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been shark fishing, Tim?
This is my third year here in Chincoteague. I did 10 years down in the Florida Keys. I did 5 years in Colorado, and I've returned back to my roots. I grew up originally in the Ocean City, so we're back close to home.
Ah, I got it. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Running the trips here.
How are the greenhead flies, the horse flies, and the mosquitoes these days?
Yeah, the greenies are pretty rough. You know, we've been doing flounder early in the summer, and the floundering's still good, but you got to go back there in the bay to get them, and the greenies are pretty bad.
Oh, man.
A lot of the reason we've been doing the sharking is because it's out there on the ocean and in the inlet, and the bugs aren't nearly so bad.
Yeah, I used to have to hang out down in Chincoteague and Wachaprig. I had some customers down there. I don't anymore. And you go into Wachaprig, and it was just, you know, watch your back because they're coming. You know, you can't be outside. I'll tell you.
Yeah, a lot of days it seems like it's a matter of which way the wind blows. If you got a nice sea breeze, the bugs aren't there, but if it comes around to the west or west-southwest, all of a sudden you're covered up.
Yep, you're covered up is right. Now, surprisingly, I have a buddy who works for the mosquito abatement department, you know, within the Department of Natural Resources, or maybe it's agriculture, I'm not sure, but he does these mosquito traps and goes out and does the counts and that type of thing. And the way they do the count is they go out and see how many mosquitoes land on you in a minute. You know, that's how they determine the count of how many mosquitoes there are during, you know, an hour or whatever it is. So, but he said, you know, because of the weather this year that the mosquitoes really haven't been that bad.
You know, I hadn't noticed the mosquitoes at all until yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time that, you know, at my house that I noticed a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yep.
And usually the county's pretty good about when the mosquitoes show up, the airplanes fly and take care of the situation.
Sure.
So, yeah.
I got it.
Got a lot of people down here vacationing right now, and they want to, you know, keep them as comfortable as they can. We got that pony swim coming up this week.
Oh, that's right. It is the pony swim. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Do you live there, Tim?
I do. Actually, I live across Chincoteague Bay on the mainland side, so I commute by boat to work every day.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's great.
That's cool, yeah. I actually, one of these days, I think probably after I move to Easton, and I don't doubt if it'll be this year, but perhaps next year, I do want to get involved in that Virginia sycadeer hunt there on Assateague.
Right.
That looks like a pretty cool hunting situation, and I'm
They're neat little critters, you know. They're shy. They're hard to find.
Yep.
But they're there, and they're you know, they're little elk.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And they're delicious.
Yeah. When you look at them, you think about seeing them on a spit roaster.
They're exactly. Yeah. I can see your whole hind quarter in my smoker. So, sounds good. All right, buddy. I appreciate that. Tell me what are you guys using for bait? Just chunk bait or what?
We've been catching a lot of whiting, kingfish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the larger ones we keep and fillet, you know, so you got a nice little something to take home and fry up.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller ones, what we've been using for the shark bait, because sharks seem to really love, you know, and there's no size limit or creel limit on the king, so they're
right.
all around, all-purpose fish.
So. Oh, I'll tell you what, though, you want a good eating fish, those kingfish are great.
Yeah, they are. They're easy to fillet. There's no easier filleting fish than the king. So.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah, I caught them when I was a kid in Delaware Bay, and you know, we'd go home with sea trout and bluefish and kingfish and blowfish. And you talk about a seafood festival. That was it, man. Those whiting, well, they're special, though. They're really good. Even then, they were very prized. You know, the guys we stayed with in New Jersey, they're like, oh, you got a king, you know. So it was cool. So, all right, brother.
Hey, it was good talking to you.
Hey, man, call in anytime. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Great.
Thanks, Tim.
I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Nice to hear from Chincoteague, Virginia. It really is. How about that? John B. says he just got a new flip phone. So apparently he doesn't do his email on his phone or, you know. But, hey, when you do what we do,
yep,
you got to have your email, you got to have your text, and you got to have
that one app that you download that you live on. Yes, I know.
The one app that I doubt. Yeah, I only have like four apps on the phone that didn't come with it. There's Solitaire. There's one of the slot machine ones. You know, they're fun. You know, hey, look, I'm walking around with. What am I walking around with now? $230 million in my pocket.
I know.
But you're the one that plays more than I do. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
I'll play for a little bit and get off and play, you know, a couple days later. You play in the line at the grocery store.
Yeah, because that's because you buy so much stuff, it takes that long to check out.
Fair. Okay.
All right.
You win. I was doing good there for a while.
For a minute, you had me. All right. 410 WCBM 680.
You're in trouble, lady.
I know. I kind of felt that one coming, so... The new guide to hunting and trapping is out. If you'd like to read up on the new rule books, you can certainly check that out. And, you know, it comes with your license when you buy it retail. If you buy your license online, you got to shop around for one. Find one somewhere. We are working on the new fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. That'll be out sometime early August, and I'll let you know when that's in the stores. The Crab Magazine, Maryland Loves Crabs, is still out there, doing great. And we're restocking a lot of dealers, so that's pretty cool, keeping that out there. We get enough to keep us going through the summer, mm-hmm. You know. And when they're all, as my ex-mother-in-law used to say, when they're all, I never did figure that out. What that
meant. She just left off the gone part.
Yeah, she left off the gone part. But that was the colloquialism in western Pennsylvania where we lived. You know, when they're all. Or when they're all.
They're just saving time.
Are you going with? Going with what? Anyway. Huh? Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Eastern Shores.
Watch it.
I get up now, you. I get up now. So, anyway, love it. Yes, indeed. We are working on that publication coming up. Got some great stories coming out, too. Burger meat. We got two great recipes for burger meat coming up from our food editor, Carol Sherrington. Hunt, Cook, Repeat is her website. And, excuse me.
They look great.
Yeah, we got.
Is it elk burger?
Yeah, she's using elk, but you can use deer meat.
Right,
same
I know.
Thing.
But
you
just
know,
look good.
Yeah, they look good. Let's talk to Mr. Joe in Abington on Conowingo. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Morning, Alan. Long time no talk.
Yeah, man.
I was wondering if you heard anything about a spot bite anywhere. We went down to Bay Bridge last weekend to try to catch a spot in live line. For rockfish, and had a heck of a time trying to catch spot. Wound up having to use, you know, small white perch.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard anything about them catching spot anywhere?
Well, you know, spot and hardhead and all these fish are you know cyclical, and it's all based on the spawn, you know, the spawning success. But when you do what we do here in Maryland and trap, and I remember probably 5 years ago when the live lining thing came back after chumming kind of waned in popularity, you know, all these guys were out trapping spot, catching spot, loading up on spot, collecting spot. And, you know, you take enough fish out of the environment, out of the ecosystem, it might take a while for them to recover. And I think we hurt our own self on the spot. You know, oh, there's so many of them, they're abundant, they're this, they're that. But when you use spot from June through November, you know, you put a dent in them just like any other fish population. So that's, I don't know if that's part of the equation or not, or maybe it's just a cyclical thing, just like the bluefish, you know. But, yeah, spot have been very, very hard to catch these days, no question.
I don't feel so bad now. I thought maybe we were doing something wrong.
No, huh? Yeah, no. Normally top and bottom rig with small hook and piece of bloodworm, you load up all you needed, you know.
Yep.
And now it's
bloodworm fish bites, too.
Bloodworm fish bites are just as good, absolutely. Yep, not quite as messy, and they don't bite back. But, yeah. Did you ever get bitten by a bloodworm?
Pardon?
Were you ever bitten by a bloodworm?
Thankfully, no.
Oh.
Did get a fish hook in my thumb this past week.
Oh, man, that hurts, too. Yeah.
I was lucky.
Huh?
Did that, you know, wrap the line around the hook and pop it out then.
Yeah, did you do it?
Yeah, Carter did a hell of a job. And, man, yeah, just got a little bit of black and blue. We put some hands up the corner, wrapped it up.
It's all good, yeah. The key to that is holding down on the eye of the hook.
Yep.
You know, and when you pop that thing out, it basically pops out the hole it went in.
And
you know?
He said he's done it millions of times, and he hasn't felt a thing.
exactly right. Yeah. I had a northern pike drive a treble hook into my finger. I think it was the middle finger of my left hand one year. I reached for this pike, I caught it on a Rapala, and it shook its head just as I reached for it, and that hook went into my finger I could feel it scraping on the bone, and the fish had not been unhooked yet. So the pike is flopping around. Yeah, it didn't feel good at all. So I said to the guy, do you think he could help me? He goes, what do you need? I said, here's a pair of pliers. I'm going to try and hold this fish the best I can. Cut the hook off, unhook the fish, and get it out of here, and then we'll go to work on this hook that's down into the bone. And he goes, okay. So I reached around in my tackle box. I found a piece of wire. I found a wire leader, you know, from Pennsylvania. You always got to have a wire leader for pike or whatever. And I ran that thing through the eye of the hook, and I said, there you go. I said, on three, I'm going to push down on the eye of this hook. You pop that out. And he says, are you sure? I said, absolutely. And he did, and it popped out. Never even black and blue. I mean, like you said, you put a little peroxide or something on it, and you're good to go.
Yep.
It's absolutely amazing. It beats a trip to the hospital.
Other thing I wanted to ask you about, I was on vacation last week, so finally started catching the form of newspapers.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of articles about the siltation problem on Cotawinga.
Yep.
And
are you familiar with it? Have you been up there? You know what it's all about?
I've been fishing Cotawinga for close to 40 years.
Well, there you go.
And places where we used to be able to go, you can't get to.
Yep.
And I think I talked to you earlier this year about the new boat ramp.
Yep.
They put in up at Broad Creek.
Right.
And I run a, you know, 20-foot bass boat. I used to be able to put my bass boat in at Broad Creek. Well, they spent six figures improving that boat ramp. And when they dropped the water 2 feet, you know, you could almost walk across the cove.
Yeah, you can't launch your boat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's great for kayakers and flat toppers, but, I mean...
Who contribute nothing, by the way.
Right.
No license, right. No boat license, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No ramp permit, yeah. Just flop it. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Basically, the articles that they were saying was, you know, Governor Hogan is definitely planning on addressing it this year.
Sure.
And they're coming up with, you know, different options. One of them was to actually dredge it. Use the sediment.
Right.
They could process it and use it for a concrete additive to make roads out of it. But I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Robin and I go across that Cotawinga Pond every now and then and go across the bridge on Route 1. And every day, every time we go across, you look at the piles of garbage that are, you know, that are just in the corners, you know. And I said, well, that's not the worst part of this. I mean, that's awful, all that flotsam and jetsam. But I said, what's underneath is the worst part. You've got
Butch Yogg, who owns Glen Cove Marina.
I know Butch. Yeah.
If you get an east wind and all that stuff flows into his cove, you can't get your boat out.
He's
been fighting with Exelon, you know, that, you know, at least try to control it somewhat. You know, it's the little man against the big corp.
Oh, of course. Exelon is ginormous. And you know, what is a marina owner going to do going up against a multi-billion-dollar corporation?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And, you know, and there's not enough people that will join together to, you know, to raise a loud enough stink to whoever to get a change to come about.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, they take care of the bird watchers down below the dam, and they put a couple of wood duck boxes up along the shoreline.
And they still operate the fish ladder.
Yeah, here, we're working with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if we ever, God forbid, have another storm.
Oh.
And they've got to open those gates. You know, that's going to do what it did during Agnes. I mean, this is nothing new. This silt buildup behind the Conowingo Dam.
Right.
Okay. When Agnes came through, it wiped out the flats. It wiped out the grasses. It wiped out the fishing for decades.
Yeah.
Decades. And, you know, we're just now getting back to some sense of normalcy, and it's a ticking time bomb. There's no question it's a ticking time bomb, you know. And the way those floodgates are controlled, you know, it's exacerbating the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it, man. I understand it, you know. But, you know, you let all that stuff loose, you're going to lose all your aquatic, you know, life. You're going to lose your everything that lives under the rocks and above the rocks. And, you know, you might have some fish swimming in there, but there won't be much for them to eat. And there won't be any place for them to hide. And there won't be, you know, it's a mess. It's a big mess.
Yep.
So, you know, dredging is a solution. I'm not sure it's the solution, but it's one solution for sure. So
it's a start. That's right.
That's right. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks for calling. Yep.
All right, brother. Thanks.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, we're eating tomato sandwiches, you know, bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're having corn on the cob, on the grill, in the microwave, you know.
Fried egg.
Huh?
I do mine with fried eggs now.
I know. You do a bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Egg.
Fried egg sandwich. I get it. I know you like that. That's wonderful. I just like bacon and tomato myself.
I know.
You know, you can keep the lettuce and the mayo.
I don't want the lettuce either.
No, really?
Mm-mm.
You don't like lettuce either?
Mm.
Who knows? Anyway, where do we go? When we're over here, where do we get our corn and our tomatoes?
Papa John's.
Exactly. And that's where you should, too. And watermelons as well. Summer is the time for picnics, family get-togethers, camping trips, reunions, church gatherings. Summer's corn on the cob and fresh tomatoes, cold, juicy watermelons, bacon and tomato sandwiches. You know, gotta love it. Here's a tip for you. It came from Schillinger Papa John's Farm. When you get crabs, and they don't sell them there, but when you get crabs, get some corn from Papa John's, throw it in the steamer. Just put your crab seasoning right on top of the crabs, right on top of the corn, and steam away. Crabs are done. Corn's done. Excellent. Hot corn with crab spice. Anyway, if you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, head to Schillinger Papa John's Farm. That's in Severn, Maryland. They have an enormous produce barn. They have their own super sweet, tasty sweet corn right there on the wagon. Homegrown tomatoes ready to go. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, peaches, pears, plums, and all the other stuff. Mouthwatering cantaloupes and sweet, sweet watermelons. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. For your GPS, it's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. That phone number, for your family reunion, if you want to get a couple dozen ears of corn, or for your church gathering, if you want to make some those great tomato sandwiches for the crew, 469-410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
He got 13 channels of a wrestling coming in strong from a satellite sim. 200 function remote.
Sounds like your house. How many TVs you got? What? You're not talking? But you got to talk to the audience. Somebody's going to call in just to talk to you, not me.
Nope.
All right. High-tech redneck. Uncle George Jones, that's for sure. Oh, man. We started playing He Stopped Loving Her Today last week. Do you ever hear that, how that song starts? Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah. Yeah. I don't like slow, sad songs during this show. You know why? Because it takes away the enthusiasm and the momentum that we have built up here right now. I mean, the calls are just cascading out. There's nobody calling. 410-922-6680. Give Chris something to do. I know what we can do. We've got a couple German callers. They can have a conversation with Chris, who just got back from 2 weeks in Germany. I'm sure you picked up a lot of the language while you were there. So...
Nine.
I got it. Yeah. But, I mean, we've got plenty of folks that can call you and say, Guten Tag, you know, that type of thing. So, ein, zwei, drei. I can't even say our phone number in German. I have no clue how to speak the language. But let's hope that somebody does. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Hey, if you don't want to talk to me, talk to Mr. Robin. That's for sure. Hey, the Bucks are bunched up right now. The Bachelor groups, they've been together for a couple of weeks, and that's as early as I've ever seen the Bachelor Bucks together. Maybe I'm missing something. But we have seen some tremendous deer out in the fields, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I mean, there are
gorgeous.
Absolutely spectacular.
That, there was that one. That
one deer was, he was 160 inches. If he was a quarter of an inch, he was huge. And the one that was with him wasn't a slouch either, that non-typical. But it's all good. But it's also a bad time of year because farmers across the state are shooting deer on crop damage permits, and it becomes I don't know how tasteful it is to these guys to have to do this. Some people are doing it right. Some people are doing it the way they should. You know, they'll go out, they'll take a couple deer one night, a couple deer another night. You know, they'll get the deer out of the field, they'll process them, they'll get them cold. You know, they'll either cut them up themselves or they'll get them to one of the processors, the few processors that's open. We know that there are people who are hired guns that do this, and some of them do it right. They're called deer cooperators, and they work in teams. And, you know, they get the deer cooled down and get them into cold storage as soon as possible. Most of the meat gets donated. And we applaud those guys. The ones that we don't applaud are the ones that will not recover the deer, not make any effort to recover the deer. Just basically shoot those deer and, you know, let them wander off and to perish in the, in the woods. And then they become food for the buzzards. And if you'd like to see the debate on that, go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page. It's the latest post on there. I think we've touched almost 20,000 people with that post. When I say we, I mean the Hunting Coalition. Check it out. Join the discussion if you like. You'll see what's going on, and you'll see the comments from hunters, and you'll see the comments from farmers on there. Some of the ones that are doing the shooting, some of the ones that are, you know, protesting it as far as being wasteful, what's happening. So we just recommend you do that, that's for sure. But right now, before you do that, call us here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Cecil the Lion's son was killed. Legitimately, by a hunter. Remember Cecil the Lion 2 years ago, that big controversy? Well, now his offspring, and believe it or not, it's a sustainable population of lions, you know, in parts of Africa. South Africa in particular has a program where it's almost like trout stalking. They have lion farms that they raise a lion to be released to the wild to repopulate, you know, the environment down there. Zimbabwe, I'm not sure. But Cecil's son was killed outside the same national park that Cecil was killed on a legitimate hunting lease by a legitimate hunter whose names weren't released. So we don't know if they were U.S. or German or where they who or you know or wherever they might have been from, but you know it's a big deal because it was Cecil's offspring, 6.5-year-old male lion, certainly 400-pound lion, certainly perfectly capable of killing anyone or anything that it sets its mind to do, and you know so anyway, just thought I'd put that out. Hey, let's see. There's John B. sent us an email. Oh, a request. All right, we'll see what we can do, John. Appreciate that. And there's our buddy Fred. Let's see what Fred has to say. Oh. There you go. All right. Hey, Fred, you got to call me today, or maybe I'll call you. All right. Gunter. I knew I'd call Gunter out. Good morning.
I have something about how language sometimes could get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. It always. Hey, look, Gunter, English gets me in trouble most of the time.
Well.
So.
When I came to the States in 1957, with two friends and I, we had to go and see Niagara Falls.
Right.
You know. Anyway, when we came, just about gotten there into Buffalo there, on the side of the road, there was a big placard with a lady stretched out underneath that said, Lady of the Mist.
Lady of the Mist.
If you had said in the back of the car, you would have said, what's the matter with these Germans? I had tears in my eyes. We're laughing and kicking each other in the face. Well, Lady of the Mist, we didn't speak English. So Lady of the Mist meant to us, Lady on the Dung Heap.
Lady on the Dung Heap.
Yeah, because mist in Germany means
a pile of it, huh?
Pile of dunk behind the barn.
Behind the barn.
Behind the barn. Yeah. A manure pile.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the Lady
That's
of the
funny.
Mist, it is. The Lady of the Mist is the boat that used to go out in Niagara Falls, near the falls where they would get the...
It took me about a year to find out that
she wasn't laying on a dung heap.
She wasn't on a dung heap, huh? She wasn't on a manure pile out behind the barn. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. So, but no, Chris just had a great time. He was in Hanover and Bergdorf, Bremerhaven, all those places. Yeah, so you know.
Well, anyway, I'm still liking your show. Once in a while,
Once in a while.
I just like to hear all these good stories. They come up sometimes. Okay. Take care.
All right. Go
Have
through.
A good day.
Appreciate
good
it.
Day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So.
I love that.
We got our buddy Freddie said he's giving the crabs a rest and he's looking for rockfish. So they're hitting on the surface, according to Betty Panabaker.
Cool.
Betty Panabaker's the taxidermist from East Baltimore who's been around. I think her place is called The Refuge, if I remember right. Something like that. But Betty's been around a long time. She was in the Crab Magazine, as a matter of fact. She's in the Maryland Loves Crabs Magazine. Nice picture of Betty with the bushel of crabs. And still doing it after all these years.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Streaming out there across the internet on the WCBM.com app. And we're just looking forward to talking to you. You know, summertime is tough for this show. It really is. You know, you got a lot of folks listen, not a lot of people like to call. If I'm you, this time of day, as hot as it's been, I'm not getting out of the air conditioning. I'm not getting out of the house. I'm not getting out of bed.
We walked into a wall of humidity walking out of my house.
When we walked out of your house this morning at 3 o'clock, it was, what did that guy on Facebook say yesterday? The devil's sauna?
Yes.
Satan's sauna.
Satan's sauna.
I mean, it was, you're right, it was like walking into a wall.
It's like you open that door and you're like, I don't want to go any further.
I don't want to go any further. Yeah, just, you know. I get it. And no wonder people don't want to go out in this stuff. But plenty of them. So here's Linda. Linda's going to call us from White Marsh. So we'll be talking to her shortly. So.
Speaking of crabs.
Yeah.
We had great soft crab yesterday.
Yes, we did have good. We had Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
Soft crabs on a stick.
Oh, soft crabs on a stick.
I started the jalapeno.
I know you did. Yeah, that's your deal. You should have said that, not me. I stole your line.
You stole my line. I'm used to it. Sorry.
That's right.
I come up with all the good stuff and you steal it.
That's true. Anyway, the
Jerry's Place.
Jerry's Place. Prince Frederick Yep. Take two soft crabs, cut them in half, skewer them.
Tempura fry them.
Tempura fry them.
And that was some kind of sweet chili sauce? Or?
Oh, the sweet chili sauce was spectacular.
They were fried just right.
Yeah. Of course, awesome. I'm still a cocktail sauce guy, and their cocktail's good.
Yeah, but I like that. Oh, that it was so good.
I know. I know. So hey, if you're listening from Jerry's, you know, shout out to Jerry's.
Good morning. We love coming there.
Indeed, we do. And Jerry has a nice ad in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine if you want to, you know, go online, mdlovescrabs.com, and see where it's located. Or, you know,
it's pick Jerry's up. Place, the original, the Jerry's Place in Prince Frederick.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk to Linda in White Marsh. Okay, Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I good. Just sent you a couple pictures. I talked to you last year a little bit.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and I did finally take him fishing.
Perfect.
And he caught his first fish. Now, it was only 2 inches long.
That's
and
all right.
You can see it in his hand if you look real close. But he had a great time, and now he's got the itch. He wants to go.
Oh, that's great. And hopefully he'll, you know, encourage you to cast a line, too.
Oh, I did. I did. I got the hook in my finger. I did the whole 9 yards.
That's good.
Great,
yeah.
Great time.
Good. Linda, did you send him to Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com?
I sent it to Alan Ellis at Ellis.com. Is that right?
No, it's Ellis, my last name, at EllisOutdoors.com.
I'll send it right away.
Perfect. Yeah, that other one will bounce back,
you did,
I'm sure.
You did the best thing for him, though, because my grandparents got me started, my dad, when I was like 2, and I'm still fishing today, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to like it a little bit myself.
That's good.
About the worms, but
that's good.
You'll get used to them.
Well, my dad was not a fisherman, and
no.
I've told this story a couple times. When he became the superintendent of the Valley View Home in Blair County, it was a county nursing home.
Yep.
The guys in the nursing, the guys in the maintenance department were all outdoorsmen, hunters, fishermen, the whole deal. And one of them, George Lane was his name, had a boat and got my dad interested in fishing. And dad got hook, line, and sinker, so to speak, and actually went out and, you know, he got all the gear and he bought a boat and we put it in a marina up at Lake Glendale, which is Prince Gallitzin State Park. I don't know if it's in Blair or Cambria County, but, you know, we used to go up over the mountain and go and fish for northern pike and catfish and whatever else would bite and, you know, cut my teeth on that. But the very first time, and we used to fish the Juniata River all the time, but the first time we ever went fishing, we didn't go far from home. We went up Juniata Gap Road, and Penn State University has a campus in Altoona. And they have a body of water there they call the Warming Dam. I'm not sure why they call it the Warming Dam, but that's what they called it. Would freeze in the winter and you'd ice skate on it. But that's where we went fishing, at the Warming Dam at Penn State University, the first time I ever fished at age 6. And I caught sunfish and bluegills and rock bass and that kind of stuff. And that was my very first fishing experience. And then
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you know, my dad outfitted me. You know, I got the hip boots and all that stuff, and I'd go wading in the Juniata River with my worms and, you know, my hook and line bobber. I wouldn't go far from shore, but I would always wade out just to the point where I thought I was right. Just a quarter of an inch underneath the top of the waders, you know, and I'd be out there standing, and I'd take one more step, and the water would be a quarter of an inch over the top of my waders. Oh, I come home a muddy mess. Well, you know, you just got to reach that last rock out there. You know, there's a fish out there, so.
Well, I just wanted to share that with you, and I'll resend those to your other to the email, and
yep.
I hope you'll get to see them.
Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Linda, thank you. I can't wait to see it.
Thanks a lot.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Clyde Sports Shop. We were there the other day. You know, they're been around 60 years. 60 years. That's pretty cool. And, well, tell me about the Dove and Clay ammo, $5.95 a box. They sold a lot of 308 ammo at $9.99. You know, $9.99 for 150 grain soft point, that's pretty cheap. You know, 10 round box or 20 round box again. Yeah. And that's pretty cheap for 308 ammo. And then, of course, they have the hardball ammo, too, for those of you who like to shoot, you know, that stuff. And you like the, what is that, 5.56? No, what is it? 7.62 is 308, isn't it? I can't remember. Doesn't really matter. You guys know what it is. It's 308 ammo. They still got some. Not much, but they still got some. But the Dove and Clay from Browning for $5.95 is really a good price. 7.5 and 8 shot. So, you know, I mean, $60 a case for, you know, dove season, that's nothing. That's great. So that's coming up September 1st. But, the, you know, they wanted me to tell you about that, the Browning ammo, the new Browning ammo, really high-quality stuff for a good price. So they got that. They got all the crabbing supplies you need. I mean, all the bait, all the traps, all the trot lines. They've got all the fishing gear for every type of fish from panfish to rockfish and beyond. All the repairs, rod and reel. Time to get your gun repaired. Get your new scope mounted on there. So they've got all the services. And, you know, they've developed this great rapport with their customers over 60 years. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Their phone number is 410-242-6108. Or if you just want to call the fishing hotline, find out where the fish are biting, what they're biting on, 410-247-3474, 247-FISH.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Another hot, humid day to kick off the weekend here in Baltimore. Temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Heat index values at or above 100. Heat alerts up across the area. Keep the water coming if you're going to be outside for a prolonged period of time this weekend, as heat index values above 100 can be hazardous to your health. Chance for thundershowers Sunday afternoon in the upper 80s and some mid-80s to look forward to Tuesday and Wednesday. Average high 87. I'm meteorologist Scott Lauriemore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Crossing the highway late last night, you didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car, skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road. you got it dead. Skunk in the middle of the road, and you stink in the high you long.
That's for John B. Let's let it play a little bit more. We're almost out of time.
Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in the middle. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road.
That's like a live version, isn't it? I mean, that's not the one that was, that's not the popular one that was on the radio back in the day. Yeah, we got to find that. We'll find it, I'm sure. All right. One more call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you want to make a quick comment, we'd love to hear from you, for sure. Tell us how the rockfish are biting. You know, we don't know. We really don't know. So I'll give you a little hint of what's coming up in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly next. We've got an article about some tips for bear season if you get a tag. We've got also from Dave Seacott, we've got a little article about persimmons. The Blackwater regulations will be in there for hunting Blackwater Wildlife National Wildlife Refuge this year. Jim Amrine did a story on, let me think, what did Jim do? Oh, hacks, archery hacks. Yeah, to make your bow hunting better. We've got a couple of nice stories in there. Tom Garvin wrote about his wife, a hunter's wife, and Carol Sherrington, as previously mentioned, did the burger story. So, you know, a lot of good stuff coming up in that issue. We look forward to getting that out here shortly, next couple of weeks, and I'll let you know when it's out there. Would like to remind you, if you're a hunter, join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's free to join, mdhuntingcoalition.org. We're working every day. We've been working 2 weeks intensely on a couple of projects that have come up. We're communicating with the top wildlife officials. We're communicating with top people in the General Assembly and in the administration on a variety of issues and situations and things that are going on in the outdoors. And, you know, if you'd like to be a part of that, you can help us out financially if you'd like. There's a great gun that we're raffling off online at mdhuntingcoalition.org, or just join for free. We'd love to have you aboard. Now get out, stay safe.